Aloha, Kanakas. Welcome back to the new Kanaka podcast. It's your boy Kaulana, the Kanaka Troyan Shakas. It's been a minute since I recorded an episode, but I've shared a lot of information with you about personal finance, about mindset, about the idea of creating the Hawaii that we want for our future, for our children. All right, now, what I did over the past, 6 to 8 months was I had to take a step back. And now all the stuff that I'm sharing, I wanted to make sure that I was doing that in my life to the fullest extent. So I was focusing on building my business. I was focusing on my career as a firefighter paramedic, exiting from that career and then taking up my business and other philanthropic projects that I'm working on. And also being able to make sure my family has enough time from me. So because of that, there's this phrase that I've came across multiple times, but over this period of this past 6 to 8 months, this phrase has hit me a little harder. And that phrase is life happens for you, not to you, right? So when I think about that, I think about the things even prior to me recording these episodes, this podcast, and the things that we all going through now, right? These things happen, I don't want to say for a reason, but they have value to them, right? See, I needed to, for me personally, go through these things to see the value in them. I needed to grow up without money to appreciate the first concept of value. Things were valuable to me. They didn't have a price tag. The world is situated around money and price. I gravitate to value. Now, over this past almost 2 years now, we've all went through the same situation. Some of us are still in the same place. If not, we lost a family member, a loved one, right? A friend. We lost our jobs. We lost our careers. We lost relationships because we couldn't go out and talk to people and spend time with people like we would. We're attached to that idea of what used to be normal. And then there's some of us who are able to use that time at home to grow, to network, to add value to themselves, to now go out and be more valuable in the world. And people pay them more money because of it. Where are you along that spectrum? See, right now we're in this culture where it's what you see is perspective, right? Social media is all about perspective. People put on these lives that they don't really live. And then when you call them on it, they feel attacked. And that is what cancel culture is. They feel attacked. So now they want to prevent you from ever saying that again and hurting somebody else because that's just the right thing to do. Well, that's all perspective, right? If you feel like a victim in life, you know, there's stuff that really happens to people, some really bad situations, you know, in life where people get hurt, killed. I mean, raped and kidnapped, and there's some really bad things. But if you're mad and angry and feel offended because of what somebody said to somebody else, not even to you, and you feel offended to the point that you need to voice your concern on someone else's freedom of speech to say something to somebody else, you're soft. You're putting your nose into some place where it shouldn't be. You're contributing to this culture of negativity and limitations, right? But you'll say, well, that's my values. And if you're going to blame anybody, blame my parents. It's not my fault. It's my parents. It's the way I was raised. I mean, I get it. You know, I was raised a certain way. My kids are being raised a different way and the same way in some respect because I am who I am because of those values instilled in me as a kid. But I became an adult. You are an adult. You have the power to change that. It's not your parents' fault. They did the best they could with what they had. That is how it happened. It's nobody's fault. But because you are an adult, it is now your fault. You have control. What happened is done. What happens next is in your control. Every day, you get to choose. You can either stay the same, you can get worse, or you can be better. Now, my, you know, this whole purpose of this podcast is my vision, and I'm sure a lot of us share the same, of a better Hawaii. But are we becoming better ourselves? Because we are Hawaii. The people make up Hawaii. We make Hawaii what it is. And if we're staying the same, Hawaii will not improve. See, what happened then can be used to learn those lessons, to learn what not to do to improve our lives now so that we can live a greater tomorrow. But we got to get over this blaming people for our shortcomings, for the negative things that happens to us. You see, right now, the answer is literally solving problems, no pun intended. The solution to everything that you're going through in life that is negative is a problem. That problem needs to be solved. Now, at this point, if you're not able to solve that problem, it's because you didn't take a step back, exit yourself from that mind frame of victimhood, look at the situation, and be able to assess and devise a problem. See, the top 5% of the people who are successful in this world, and I'm not talking about money, I'm talking about impact and influence, and yes, money comes with that. But the top 5% of those people are in the business of solving problems. Most of us in our daily lives, we ignore those problems, right? And we choose to stay miserable. Maybe not consciously, but by not attacking those problems and fixing them in our life, we choose misery. We choose poverty. We choose limits because we did not choose growth. Why? Why not fix it? You know why? Because it takes work. It takes effort. It takes you to go out and be somebody else. And any change is difficult. But once we start focusing on these problems in our lives and go out and help other Kanaka fix the same problems in our lives, the solution, success, is ours. That Hawaii that we dream of is ours for the taking. Well, that's just theory. That's just ideas. How do we put that into place? Well, are you short on money? This is a financially based podcast, right? Are you short on money, on income, on funds? Do you wish you had more money? Well, how much do you spend on food? Right? Let's talk about eating out. How much do you spend eating out? Is that necessary? Maybe sometimes due to convenience you and timing, and the only thing you can do is stop at McDonald's for your kids to get them a quick meal, for get your family a quick meal. I understand. I understand that. But excess is where we fall short. Now that if we are able to curtail our eating out and our unnecessary spending, our impulse buys. Now, how much do you still spend on food at home? Are you able to spend 20 minutes a day to go outside and tend a small garden? A small garden containing lettuce, containing maybe spinach, containing kalo, uwala. Are we able to go and tend these things so that they are successful in growing and producing fruit? Now we just solved a small bit of the amount of money we need to spend because now we're eating healthier, which will translate into less diseases in the future, which will translate to a healthier eating style for your children, who will be healthier in the future, which means that none of you have to pay as much money for medical costs because you have diabetes, high cholesterol, right? Strokes, heart attacks, high blood pressure. It reverberates. Your actions reverberate. You solve one, you spend a little time to solve one small problem, and it ripples through your life with positive influence. Right? Okay, what about I got no friends? I got nobody to help me. Do you need friends to help you? If you do, then you need to be more likable. You need to start changing some things in yourself. Are you always talking about yourself? People don't like that. Are you always putting other people down? People don't like that. Are you telling what someone tells you to someone else when it was supposed to have been told in confidence? People don't like that. You need to be a better person, the kind of person that people actually want to hang around, the kind of person that builds other people up. People like to be supported. Be that person so that people want to be around you. Right? You want to, you, oh, but I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do that. You want to learn something? Learn it. What is stopping you? If you have the ability to listen to this podcast, you have the access to YouTube. YouTube is free. You can find anything on YouTube. You can find how to grow Kahlo. You can find how to invest in crypto. You can find how to do real estate with no money. You can learn these things. All you have to do is first be open-minded and actually want to change, then go out and take the actions to change. One of the biggest concepts that I learned around personal finance was one thing that we lack is protection. We can make money, we can go out and get a job, we can make money, we can then go in and listen to someone's advice and go and invest money, right? We can make money, but if we've ever heard anything from the people who have money, from the people who's trying to help us create our finances, they tell us it's not how much you make. It's how much you keep. That's where we lack. We can make the money. We can't keep it. We have poor spending habits. We have poor principles, but we refuse to learn better. And then we're not protected so that if something does happen, our supply of income to maintain our lifestyle is intact. What happens is someone gets hurt, someone gets sick. Something happens where one person cannot go to work, and now the family suffers because they weren't protected. That is why I believe so strongly in things like life insurance. And because I was open-minded to life insurance, something my parents never taught me, no one in my family has life insurance outside of their job. But once they quit their job, that life insurance is gone. But my family did not teach me to get protected. I went out and learned that myself. And because I was open-minded about that, I am using my life insurance policy to now send my kids to college. How many of you have enough money saved up to send your kids to Harvard, Purdue, UCLA? How many of you have the kind of money to do that? Well, using my life insurance policy, I will. My daughter is 14. In about 4 years, she will have the ability to go to college, and my wife and I will have the amount of money we need to send her to whatever college she wants to go because of my life insurance policy. I'm also using that policy to pay our brand new one-year-old house off instead of 30 years, paying it off in 10 years, effectively saving over $100,000 of interest because I was open-minded, because I learned something new. Right? In the world, some key financial principles is, of course, income generation, risk assessment, being able to keep your money or not lose any money. So risk mitigation, debt elimination, wealth generation, and then, of course, the one I just spoke of, protection of everything. Right? What we need to do is we need to start believing in ourselves first. You need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, this is the only guy I'm competing with today. This is the only guy that I have to be better than today. Because when you pop open your phone and you're scrolling through Facebook, you see people that look better than you, that are funnier than you, that dance better than you, they dress better than you, but you don't need to compete with them. Kanaka, we are not only American. We are Hawaiian American. We are Kanaka American. We have what they don't have. We have what they have. They don't have what we have. We have a culture of aloha where image and that fake reality is not real, is not needed, is not appreciated in our culture, right? You need to start believing in you, compete with you. Because if you don't believe in yourself, who will? If you don't believe in yourself, people will see that. People will know when they look at you that you're not confident. And that will echo in your words that you say, the way you carry yourself, your posture, your facial expressions. They will see through the fake facade of makeup, eyelashes, nice shoes, a fancy watch. They will see through that. Keep moving forward and solving the problems in your life. One of the sayings that I didn't hear it anywhere, I developed, and I don't want to call it one of my quotes, but something that I've developed and I you know, repeat to myself over and over is, life is nothing but a series of problems, and our ability to solve these problems in the most effective way determines our level of success. It's all about solving your problems. And it's all about finding the answers in your failures. Your failures are your successes because of what you learn to overcome them. And the next time you try that, you won't fail. You solved the problem. I want to end on this idea. See, life, right? Life as we know it, we're all looking for these great moments, these moments to be happy, to be joyous. We're looking for a reason to move, to do things. We're looking for something to inspire us to get up and be a better person. Life is full of these moments. Life is that great moment. Every day you get up, you get the ability to be better. And in you being better than you were yesterday, that is a great accomplishment because most of the world cannot say that. Now, if we want to create this Hawaii that we want to see for our future, whatever version of that, and it's all different, we all have different ideas of Hawaii, but overall we want a better economy, we want a fair law system, we want things around the same, you know, lane as everybody else. We're together in that idea where these things need to be better: affordable homes, higher paying wages, more doctors. We want these things here for ourselves and our people. We need to be better ourselves so we can create that situation, right? That's how we create this Hawaii that we want. By being better Kanaka, we create a better Hawaii. I want to thank you guys for joining me on this episode of the New Kanaka Podcast. just a little off the top of the head, what I've been dealing with in this past 6 to 8 months when I didn't record any episodes, and where I'm coming from now, how I've grown. And I don't want to just talk about me, but I just want to tell you guys that it is possible for you as well. And if there is any way that I can help you grow and be better every day, that is the whole idea of what this podcast is. But please feel free to reach out to me, because I believe that the real power is in fellowship, is in connections, is in relationships. So please reach out to me. Let me know what you're going through. Let me know what you're doing to overcome these problems in your life. Heck, if you want to be a guest on this podcast, let me know. Let's create that. Let's put you on the air. Let's get your story told. Thank you guys again for taking the time to listen to this podcast. I will be recording an episode next week, and I look forward to connecting with you all again. Until then, you guys, please be safe. All right? I don't know wherever you are, if you're wearing your mask or not, but make sure you protect yourself in some way, shape, or form, and know that people can hate you out there for no reason. That's the perfect reason why we all can love each other for no reason. So thank you guys. Have a safe week. God bless you all. Aloha.